Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Russia's plans to position large troop garrisons in Georgia's separatist regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia threaten to further undermine the truce in the ongoing crisis in the South Caucasus. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said earlier this month that around 7,600 Russian troops will be stationed in South Ossetia and Abkhazia, 3,800 troops in each region. A ceasefire agreement that French President Nicolas Sarkozy brokered, and which President Medvedev and Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili signed on August 14th, requires Russian and Georgian forces to pull back to positions they held before hostilities broke out on August 7th. The United States is extremely concerned by statements from the Russian government indicating that Russian forces will remain permanently in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The ceasefire agreement, signed by Presidents Medvedev and Saakashvili, obliges Russian troops to withdraw to the positions they held on August 6th, said U.S. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick. Any additional deployments of Russian armed forces beyond their pre-August 7th positions, he said, would constitute a violation of the ceasefire. President Medvedev's comments that around 7,600 troops will be permanently deployed to Abkhazia and South Ossetia are in clear contravention to the ceasefire agreement, said U.S. State Department spokesman McCormick. The United States insists that Russia honor its commitment.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.